It's our penultimate program of 2013, and it starts with next year's Winter Olympics. They're happening in February in the Russian city of Sochi. There's been some controversy involving the Games and about a Russian law regarding homosexuality. Now, under the law, it is not illegal to be homosexual, but it is illegal to promote homosexuality or same-sex relationships to minors. Russian President Vladimir Putin says everyone, athletes and spectators, will be welcome at the Olympics. Yesterday, the U.S. announced its delegation for the Olympics, the people who will represent the U.S. in Sochi. Some analysts think that who's going and who's not could be sending a message. The delegation includes several openly homosexual American athletes. It doesn't include President Obama, any member of the First Family, or any members of the presidential cabinet. The first time in more than 10 years that's happened. Next up, diplomacy, how countries and governments interact. The U.S. and North Korea don't have diplomatic relations, so you don't usually see officials from one country meeting with officials from the other. One high-profile American is visiting North Korea's leader, but we're not talking about an ambassador or government employee. It's a former pro basketball star.
With his piercings, tattoos, and at times outlandish behavior, there's no denying former NBA star Dennis Rodman loves attracting attention. And where he's heading, it's certain the world will be watching. As the 52-year-old makes his third visit into a country ruled by one of the world's most repressive regimes.
I want to bridge a gap with North Korea. That's all I want.
It comes at a time of dramatic political upheaval in North Korea. Just last week, the country's young leader, Kim Jong-un, had his uncle executed in what some experts believe is just the beginning of many more purges to come. A power struggle is believed to be the reason why he had his mentor and second-in-command allegedly killed by machine gun fire. And with all the instability, it would appear that the supreme leader could use a good friend.
You're not calling my friend. He's my friend. If you hate my guts, hate my guts, but he's my friend.
Rodman is traveling with a documentary crew that will film him training the North Korean basketball team. They're preparing for an exhibition match in January against a group of former pro basketball players to celebrate the birthday of Kim Jong-un, a diehard basketball fan. Many are wondering whether Rodman will raise the issue of 45-year-old American missionary Kenneth Bay, who was sentenced to 15 years prison in Pyongyang for what authorities say was an attempt to overthrow the regime. But Rodman says this trip isn't political, although on previous visits he has made himself available for basketball diplomacy, offering to be a mediator between his close friend Kim and U.S. President Barack Obama.
And this guy just want to do one thing. Just have a conversation with you. That's it. So why, Obama, are you afraid to talk to Dennis Rodman?
Anna Corrin, CNN, Seoul.